Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today, we're going to talk about how to be a tough manager without being too tough.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fine line. Our question comes from someone who's been told by senior leadership to manage his staff with a stronger hand, but he fears being fired for being too tough. Mm-hmm. And then during the second segment, we'll discuss what you can do if your manager at a company that you think is too lenient.
Interesting. It can be really hard to strike the right balance, right, in terms of being too strict or too lenient as a manager. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I've started a new management position, and my bosses are telling me that I have to ride my staff harder to produce the results that they want. I'm worried because I've lost jobs before because I was too tough as a manager. How do I handle this?
Yeah, I wish I had a better idea of what too tough was for you.
Yeah.
Because usually to get fired for being too tough, you were probably really mean.
Right.
And maybe not fair. Or rode people to the point that made no sense. So I don't really know what that means. So, you know, if your management wants you to ride your staff for better results, That's not an unreasonable request,
right.
I don't think. So
you may need some pointers on how to ride
them. Right, right.
I was thinking about this, Kathy, because I was thinking this is a great example of how reviewing the past with an expert, you know, an executive coach or a counselor, can help you determine the behaviors that may have gotten you trouble in the first place.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So it's like you have to deal with the past, and then you have to learn a different way of behaving in the future is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that you can be tough, but you can also be very fair at the same time so that people see it as, well, I really have to produce for this person. And if I do, I'm going to be rewarded. If I don't, then I'm not going to do as well. But everybody's treated equally.
Right.
Yeah. So I think this person has to start immediately holding regular staff meetings where this person treats everyone equally and gives credit for the traits that they want to emphasize.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also speaks to the traits they don't want to see without embarrassing anyone, but maybe just giving examples and saying, you know, this is not going to get us where we want to go, but let's talk about what is going to get us where we want to go.
Right.
And then you have to reflect those beliefs that you are putting out there. You're going to have to work as hard as you're asking your staff to. Because I think that's part of being seen as, well, this guy does it too. He's fair.
Right. Setting an example.
Yeah. Right. And from an internal position, I think this is all going to be about impulse management. Right. That no resorting to name calling or angry outbursts, no throwing things or abruptly ending meetings or targeting individuals. Not that you've done that, but in case you have.
That would be fireable. Yeah, that's not tough. That's just stupid, actually,
and,
quite frankly.
No constant interrupting. I know of individuals who get very hot under the collar and, you know, they want something finished and then they stop listening. They just interrupt everyone as they're talking to them. So I think to manage that, the internal management piece of this is about having to stay cool. I think you would need to do a lot of the things we encourage people to do anyway, right? Like unhook on a regular basis, do physical exercise, take breaks during the day so that you can cool down, and maybe have a mentor in that workplace or, I don't know, could they ask for management training or additional guidance of some kind, Kathy?
It really depends on the company. I don't know, you know, if there's funds for something like that. The company may already offer it, and maybe they have an education fund, and you can.
Yeah.
It really depends on the company. Many times, that's the kind of thing you don't really need your company to know you're doing, and you want to pay for it on your own.
Yeah.
But what you're describing is a rage issue. That's I read the question differently, but that's fine to read it the way you are.
Yeah.
But I think if you are a bit of a rageaholic and you take your rage out on your staff, that's a whole other problem.
Right.
But being tough, that's hard for a lot of people. They're afraid to be tough. They're afraid that their staff are not going to like them or they're not going to respect them. It's actually the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
We do respect a manager that expects high results out of their staff because people want to be rewarded. They want to do a really good job at work.
Yeah.
But you must come off as fair. Now, mm-hmm. if you do get hot onto the collar, you absolutely have to unhook and you got to go in the other room and take some deep breaths.
Right.
If you feel you're going to explode. But that's not, exploding is not management. That's right, another, right. A whole other issue. It's about inspiring people and having them want to work for you because they're going to get rewarded. And you have to figure out what those rewards are going to be. And sometimes they don't have to cost money. They could just be public acknowledgement, which people feel good about. And maybe they are small gifts, maybe that there are movie tickets or a dinner. And just small ways you thank people. That they feel good about their work.
Right. Well, I'm also thinking about in business parenting, we talk about setting your expectations clearly, letting mm-hmm. them know exactly what you expect of them, setting up some kind of process for accountability, and also expecting, and remember that was something we talked about in working with you, it's killing me, you will have to repeat yourself.
Constantly.
Mm. And that, I think, for many rather perfectionistic individuals is hard, right? It's like I said it once, why don't they get it? Or, we set the goals once, why aren't they delivering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yes, you have to repeat things over and over again to get the result you want. It's not just a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you have to train them.
Mm-hmm.
You really are in the process of teaching and training. Like you tell school children the same thing repeatedly. You tell your children things repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is the kind of the same principle. But I think holding regular staff meetings, not the boring kind, not the ones that everybody dreads going to, but that they're energetic and there may be tips on how we can all work harder and do better and, make them fun and make them, edutainment, maybe read books or bring in speakers. But the best way to motivate your staff is to really be in constant contact with them,
mm-hmm.
to, be overseeing them on a regular basis and know what they're up to.
Right. And I'm imagining you also want buy-in from senior leadership. Like, should you give them a plan? Like, these are the things that I'm planning to do with mm-hmm. my staff. And, can I have your support in doing those things, even if it's some kind of a reward system?
Yeah. And even if your staff bucks it for a while, just keep doing it. You'll get used to it. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, maybe you've got a boss that's too tough. We'd love to hear from you. Tweet us at AskCake2 and check us out on Instagram, My Crazy Office.
Yes. And if you want to get onto our email list, you can also text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's at 228-28, My Crazy Office, and we'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what happens if you're a manager and you think that your company's culture is too lenient.
Oh, that's a tough one, don't you think?
I think it is, because people get really accustomed to that one.
Oh, yeah.
And, they kind of like it. Yeah, you can become really lethargic and lazy if your company supports that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult one.
Maybe I'm the describer of angry people again, but I know we've worked with a number of managers who get so frustrated
mm-hmm.
that then they end up blowing hard, like getting mad at someone or being disruptive or just not able to use their frustration in a constructive manner. And they also feel like, I can't hold anyone accountable because no one else will hold anyone accountable.
Right.
So that's a tough one.
It is. I would start with one-on-one meetings where you can get to know your staff individually and find out who are the stronger potential candidates that you think you can push a little harder. See how much accountability they have on an individual basis, and maybe even change positions. You know, maybe promote the people who you think would be more motivated by that, and you know, slowly even start to move some of them out if you can. That really are not going to work out too well for you. Because you will be judged not by how lenient you are, but by how successful you are.
Yeah.
So you can change the culture of your department, but it's going to take time.
Yeah.
A lot of time. Yeah.
So you start with the individual meetings, and I imagine you eventually have group meetings, but it's about constantly setting the expectations and letting them know how you work, right? Mm-hmm. Essentially, and what you want from them and in return. I think the other thing, though, that's interesting about that is that perhaps there's a promise there in greater professional development if you're actually the kind of boss that holds people accountable, right? That they, those individuals will actually grow more.
Yeah, I think that, you know, not all of them, because once somebody becomes kind of lethargic at a particular company, I've never really seen them get it back because it's just there's something has sets in.
Yeah.
And you don't really want to work. So you're going to have to figure out who are the people that you have to move out and who are the people that you want to encourage and try to bring some new blood in that doesn't get infested with the old attitude. But then you're still going to be working with other departments and company at large that maybe is, you know, kind of amok. I think this is a tough thing to do. It's easier to get less tough than it is to really toughen people up.
Right.
So I hope that helps. You have any other words of wisdom, Catherine?
I'd have a lot of chocolate at the end of the day. No,
oh my God. That sounds like a good idea anyway.
Right.
No, I think it's, I mean, I think that in a way what you would have to do is determine also within perhaps leadership, if there is one or two, just like you figure out if your staff, if there are one or two people who could really be cultivated, you know, is there someone in senior leadership that can back me in holding people accountable? I know it's a sort of an odd idea, but I think sometimes you can form these alliances where at least you get some support in holding people accountable. But I'm with you. I think it's a really tough one. I think you have to weigh and measure, you know, how worth it is for you to stay in that situation.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.